The Psychology of Secrets: My Adventures with Murderers, Cults, and Influencers. Written and read by Andrew Gold. For further notes, please see the accompanying PDF, which will be available to download from your audiobook library. Introduction. She doesn't know it, but Melissa will be a murderer in 10 minutes. Just 20 years old and studying at a university somewhere in the UK, she's returning alone from a night out with friends. As she angles down an alleyway on her route home, she's confronted by two men. One of them lurks in the shadows, and the other creeps towards her. He impedes her way, insisting she stay with them. He reeks of beer and cigarettes, and she feels sick. She wants to get to the end of the alley, but he stands between her and freedom. Her pulse quickening, she brushes past him towards the light at the end of the alleyway. His threats grow louder and more menacing. She's scared, but refuses to run. She won't give him the satisfaction. Melissa is used to being accosted by men, especially when walking alone at night. Yet there's something about this guy that chills her to the core. But there's freedom at the end of the passage. She knows the neighborhood well. If she can just make it to the adjacent street, there'll be witnesses to intervene if things turn ugly. Before she reaches safety, she feels a firm tug at her elbow. She can't breathe or speak. His words drone and slur, and fear takes hold of her. Now, he's grabbing at her clothes, and the sound of ripped fabric is cutting through the darkness. Melissa lashes out with her right arm, and her hand, and this is the only way she can explain it to me later, passes through his eyes. A decade has passed, and what happened that night still weighs on Melissa. Even after years of therapy, it haunts her nightmares and fills her waking moments with dread. She can't quite piece together what happened, and perhaps she never will. "I put my hands through his eyes?" she seems to ask me. When I ask if she can explain it in more detail, she gives me a play-by-play. "If you put your hands on the side of someone's face, like to passionately kiss them, but higher up, you put thumbs really far in until it feels disgusting, a bit like a half-boiled egg in someone's eye, and you push in," she explains. I was surprised by how much liquid and blood came out, and he dropped me. I don't remember much, but I know that when I dropped to the floor, he ran off, screaming. His mate kicked the shit out of me, and I basically passed out. Later, she came to in the alley, and set about finding her way home, fingers and wrists stained crimson with the blood of her assailant. She recalls her ripped, frayed clothes billowing in the wind as she stumbled backwards. Strangers gave her a wide berth. She doesn't remember how she got home. Falling in and out of consciousness in her bed that night, she felt the phantom grip of the now-dead attacker on her arm. As she sank somewhere between terrifying dreams and the waking nightmare of her new reality as a killer, throbbing sensations told her that her stomach and legs were in a bad state from the beating she had taken. She spent the next few days in bed, telling friends and university tutors that she was unwell. Eventually, mustering the energy to get up, she combed a local paper for anything revelatory about the night in question. In a sidebar, she discovered a story about a man who had been found dead in an alleyway. His eyes had been gouged out, she tells me. The news, as well as the traumatic incident itself, has had a profound effect on Melissa. She suffers from panic attacks, PTSD, and insomnia, and she replays the images from an alleyway through which she has never since passed. She wonders whether the man had children and whether there might have been another way out. Melissa is today a prominent blue-tick professional, at least she was before Elon Musk rid Twitter, now X, of verification for well-known users. It's possible you know her by her real name. Her anecdote is one of the most curious and affecting I've heard, but it leaves me with more questions than answers. Who was this man? Why did his friend leave him in an alleyway to die? And how do you gouge somebody's eyes out like that? The details don't matter so much to Melissa. She has to live with the burden of a soul-destroying secret. In fact, in the intervening decade, she has only told one person, me. But Melissa knows me only a little better than the man who attacked her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?